So David Gale, Project Officer at Plant Health Australia.
Wonderful. Now you're highly involved with the development of the biosecurity plan for the industry. Where are things at the moment?
So we've just finished the first draft of the biosecurity plan. It's October, today I've presented it to industry to ask them to endorse it before it goes to the states and the Commonwealth for them to endorse it as well. From there, it will be published, made available to Onions Australia and the states and the Commonwealth to start taking actions on, particularly in relation to the implementation table that industry have developed.
How important is it that industry is involved in this process?
Oh, well, industry need to own this plan. It's the plan for the onion industry. So if there's not ownership, then there won't be implementation on the ground, and that will not bring about the results that everyone desires. Ultimately, Onions Australia has put forward this project as something that they want to pursue and funded it accordingly. So it's important that growers are involved at every stage of the process so that it's valuable to them at the end of the day.
As part of the plan, a manual will also be developed. What sort of things will be included in that?
So the manual's really about the way that growers can run their businesses in a way that best manages biosecurity. So the biosecurity plan that we just discussed is a higher level document, whereas the manual is an on-farm. This is how you can enact good biosecurity in your everyday operations and the benefits of that to your production in terms of cost savings, as far as management of weeds and pests, but also preventing against potential incursions of exotic or endemic diseases. It's critical that we don't get smut again or anything like that. We saw the implications that smut had for the onion industry in Australia, and I think that everyone would agree that we don't want to go through that again, and good biosecurity is one way to avoid that.